Hi there. 2 o'clock? Good. Come on in. It's nice to see you. Can I get you anything? Water, tea, or... Okay, great. Yes, please sit down. So, I think you've had a little time to let our last session sink in a bit. How are you feeling? Well, good. That's good to hear. Why, thank you, but I can't take all the credit. You allowing yourself to let go like that and to trust in another's capability is truly the vehicle that led to such euphoria. I'm only a guide. Well, you're welcome. Okay, so let's talk about your progress. Let's see, have you noticed any difference in your stress level? Or mood behaviors? Mm-hmm. How about your stress? Has there been any changes there? Well, that's great news. Well, for those, you might want to revisit your breathing techniques for situations like that, but that sounds like that's manageable. How about your issues with control? Any improvements or changes there? Mm-hmm. Okay, so what I'm hearing is that your stress levels have decreased, but now your control compass has skewed a bit since our last meeting. Tell me more about that. That is interesting. It sounds like you've gone from one extreme to the other, from being pent up and agitated, carrying the weight of the world solely on your shoulders, to being fearful that you might become more compliant and amendable where your work can suffer. I get it. Yeah. And of course, someone in your field with such a powerful position, this is simply unacceptable. Am I right? No. Well, to assure you, I'm not looking to make you into a big pile of mush, a pushover. Not at all. You are, and will still continue to be, a strong, confident man, even after these sessions. I promise. And that would be confusing. True. Yes, and those are perfectly natural feelings to have after one's first penetrative therapy session. It tends to knock everything loose, and it'll take some time, perhaps even more sessions, before you truly can feel comfortable with accepting your own power and willingness to hand it to another. Is there anything you'd like to discuss with me about our last meeting? Mm-hmm. Okay. That's interesting. Tell me more about this floaty sensation you experienced in your last session. Mm-hmm. Would you say that when you were in that moment, that you felt more a sense of peacefulness or a sense of fear? Good, that's the sensation that I want you to focus on. What was that? No, you were going to say something about focus. Oh? Oh, it's okay, don't be shy. Remember, this is a safe place, void of any judgment or ridicule. Whatever it is, I'm here to help you and to listen. It's okay. I see. You're finding thoughts of me are making it harder for you to concentrate day to day. No, it's actually very common. Because what we did here was a very intimate act, was it not? And it's designed to be. By connecting with you in such an intimate and physical way, it speeds up the process, forcing your mind and your body to work together, to reach and to know that floaty sensation that you described, which otherwise may take months, possibly years of intense therapy and exercises to get to that point. This is tapping into a very special place inside of you. A place that touches intimacy contact, fear, challenge, and in the end, acceptance. These are the things that are going to help you manage your stress and your control issues. It's just a way to get there faster. It's all right, and again, perfectly normal to have those feelings about me. I can't promise they'll pass, but you will eventually move on. And if you don't, I'm here to talk you through it. So it's sort of win-win, right? Yeah, yes, it is an intense practice and still relatively new. But after discussing your emotional health goals and getting to know you a bit, I could feel you were an excellent candidate for it. Because you are strong inside. I would not recommend this to someone who was emotionally unstable or had a weak sense of self. That is not how I would describe you. I know you can handle it. What I'd like for you is to find a balance between the two extremes of still being in control of who you are, what your goals are, your desires, that the decision to relinquish control is solely and purely yours alone. And within that is control. Do you see? I know, it's starting to get clear, but I promise you, after a few more sessions, you will be a master at this. Well, don't worry. After each session, you will feel more and more at ease with knowing your place. Okay, now before we start, do you have your consent forms filled out for me? Okay, thank you. And you have followed the prep instructions? Good boy. Okay. Once again, if you feel uncomfortable at any moment during today's session, just say so and we'll stop. Okay. I'm going to ask you to undress now. Oh, no, don't worry what I'm doing. Good. I see you wore looser fitting clothes this time. Good choice. That got the job done fast, didn't it? All right. Now I want you to straddle the chaise lounge right there. Yes, head to the wall. That's it. No, I will join you momentarily. Don't worry what I'm doing. There you go. Good boy. All right. You might be noticing that this is more of a colder introduction than last time. There's a reason for that. There are going to be times when giving up control will not be your decision to make. It will be made for you. No one's going to ease you into it and ask your permission. Being in your position right now, naked, on all fours, with no visual contact with me, how's that make you feel? Vulnerable. Vulnerability stems from fear. Would you say you're a little fearful right now? Tell me what you are most fearful about right now. That I'm going to rape you or hurt you. I very well could throw professionalism out the window and have my way with you violently if I chose to right now. Even though you know that this is a safe environment and you trust me and know that I will do nothing to harm you, the thought, the fear, is still there, isn't it? Tables can turn in an instant. It's okay. It's natural. In fact, you need fear to survive. I can almost hear your heart beating from over here. I'm going to have you stay there with this feeling for a moment. I'm going to approach you. May I touch you? Bring up that fear. Keep your eyes forward. Stay there. Okay. Everything's where it should be. I'm going to place my hand on your now blushed ass cheek, and I'm going to spread you and apply some lubrication. Okay. I'm going to massage your anus, and you're going to feel a little pressure as I slowly push my finger inside. You're tense, as you should be. It's up to you to change your inner dialogue and either fight this or lean into it. Either way, I'm fucking this ass today. That is a tight hole. A tight, scared hole. Working it inside. Now, you're still pretty tight and tense. I just want to check in with you. Are you doing all right? Good boy. Eyes forward. I'm going to stand back. Now, what do you think is going to happen next? No, you don't know. Am I going to fuck you now? Am I going to spank you again? You are not going to find any comforting words from me during this session. It is completely up to you to use the tools I have given you to cope. I am going to get more lube and place it on the tip of my cock. You can't see it this time, so you have no idea how big it is. It might be the same size. It might be larger. It's up to you to cope. I'm going to spread your cheeks. Don't fight it. You're still tense. You have to fight through this. I'm not going to tell you not to be scared. I might just push in with one fast thrust. You don't know, do you? Do you feel it? Do you feel the head of my cock at your hole? Now, I'm not waiting for you. I'm just pushing it in. Come on. Unlike the first time. Giving up control isn't always going to feel good. That's it. Eyes forward. I can feel you fighting me. You don't like this position, do you? It's not up to you. Come on. This is going to happen, whether you like it or not. Yeah. There it is. I'm in control now. Me. Good boy. You can either fight it or lean in. All the way. I'm just gonna hold you there. I'm bottomed out inside of you. Stay there. Sometimes giving up control might mean a commitment from you. Don't wiggle. Don't move. Eyes forward. It might mean you'll have to be uncomfortable longer than you imagined. How are you going to cope? No. How are you going to cope? That's it. Move your body. That's it. You're going to lean into it, aren't you? There you go. I'm not moving. That's it. Push back on my cock. You're doing just fine. Yeah. It still is uncomfortable a little bit. I'll tell you a secret. I am using a bigger cock this time. Yeah, you can tell, can't you? Keep pushing back. Take a break. It's okay. Hold it. Take a break. All right. Slide off just a little bit. And back. You're going to have to get comfortable with this. Get comfortable. Oh, you're doing it all. Keep fucking. That's it. Ah, I think someone hit their prostate. That's right. In these moments, you will find a peace and you will find acceptance. That's it. And look, you're still in charge. You're fucking it. That's right. You are doing it all, even though I am in control. No, I'm not going to touch your cock this time. I told you, you're not getting any help from me. If you want to come, and if you want to feel good, you have to do it yourself. It's up to you. Okay, hold it. Stop. Stop. I think you're getting the hang of it. Okay, ready? Give it up. Give up the fight. Give up the fight and accept my control. Oh, good boy. That's it. Good boy. Good boy. That's it. Find it. It's right there. Okay. Keep writing it. Keep writing it. Don't move. Keep writing it. That same position. You found it. That's it. Keep going. Is it coming? Okay. It's okay. You can come. Are you ready? You can come. Come. There you go. There you go. Oh, that's an excellent job. Good boy. Good boy. Now, I'm going to stay inside of you. Ready? Mm-hmm. And just feel it. Feel it. You were just able to come from that. Something you've never done before. You took control in your most vulnerable state. Even though it was me who was ultimately in control. Ready? I'm gonna slowly slip out of you. Yes, you can collapse if you like. It is hard work. You're doing a great job. Watch. You're going to really understand how this works for you. It's okay. Catch your breath. Just relax. Just relax. I know you're exhausted right now, but in a few days' time, you will see how this is going to invigorate you and help you to cope when control is ultimately taken from you when you're least expecting it. Okay. You stay there. I'm going to get you some towels, okay? Just relax.